Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we get an update on those Stephen Adam videos. Stephen, of course, professional basketball player who loves beef. Heather, give us an update.
Yes, in the first video, Adam shares how he loves beef and he smashes steaks, a phrase that has taken off in Oklahoma sports media. The video also has a strong nutrition message of how beef fuels his play. But since its release a month ago, it has achieved more than 770,000 organic video views, meaning the content and not advertising dollars were driving the views. We were so excited, though, when ESPN and Inside the NBA on TNT played the video on its broadcast, and stories have been featured across marketing and sports blogs, as well as Yahoo News and all Oklahoma media.
Now, a second video is out showcasing a day on the ranch for Stephen and enjoying, at the end of the day, a great steak.
So be like Stephen Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
The cattle futures surged higher today. We had feeder cattle anywhere from 80 to 207 higher. May was 154.20, up 207. The last time we were this high in the May contract was back in October. The high, and this was the contract high, was 155.35. So we're about a dollar away from contract highs, and it's rallied about $7 in the last three trading days. So quite a rally here. Now, March feeders have been way down here. They were up at 143.05. Up 80 cents today, but the index, which is just now starting to get into index cattle, the index is below the market. Yesterday it was 139.12. It looks like it's going to be significantly higher today, up $1.71, but we're still at a discount to the futures, so that could continue to weigh on the March feeders. But again, May's the strongest one. Out in August, we're nearly 160. It went to 158.95 today and closed at 158.87. Live cattle, we're not quite as strong, up 60 to $1.20 here, with April at 130.20. It pierced that 130 mark. Morning box beef this morning, or midday box beef, was up 18 cents on choice at 228.85, select at 219.17, up 54. And the hog market continued to rally today. It was up the new limit of $4.50.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
Today's grain action brought a little bit of a rally in the wheat. We went to 454 and a quarter, up 2 cents in July, Kansas City, briefly above the 455, which has been resistance up to this point. Chicago wheat less fortunate, unchanged here, and then corn and beans up about 4 cents. There were some headlines out of China. The idea is that they could start buying corn pretty quick. They're just waiting to make a deal, and that lifted corn futures up 3 to 4 cents, and then, like I said, beans were up as well. Going into planting season, we have pretty bad conditions with field work and wet, and it doesn't look like the near forecast is going to get better. It actually looks like flooding could get worse as that flood water recedes in the north, but then moves south along the drainage channels along the river system. So quite a bit of issues there, and then also the sort of contamination that what storage facilities have along the rivers could have to be disregarded completely, and I won't be able to use that grain, because that could have a significant impact going forward, especially with the number of soybeans that have been in storage up to this point. Outside marks today, the Dow Jones up 272 points. It's right at 26,000 in the June Dow. Crude oil is down 34 cents. Natural gas is about unchanged on the day. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading.